නමෝ තස් භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස් භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස් භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස. So today, this few recently, I make some research into the thinking mentality of two extreme, two poles. One is the man's world and man's mind and thinking. This I don't need to make too much research to understand, being a man myself. What I explore is a higher level of thinking, the great thoughts of the great beings, great people who have done a great service to humanity, especially, particularly the forefathers of America, how they went through the struggle, the hardship when they tried to establish the United States of America. And I try to understand. It's not too difficult. It's very easy for me to understand their thoughts and their lines of thinking. Not difficult. Very easy to appreciate. Then another thing I actually made the effort and research is women's mind. Women's mentality, thinking, feelings. Which is something which I feel is a bit very far from me. Which I find very difficult to understand. Some people can understand women better, but I find it very difficult, many things. But we try to know, try to recognize. Of course, you may say in the past, we all have been men and women in the past. But for some people who have become men for a long, long time, to understand women is something very difficult. How come with such emotions, feelings, things like that. So, today we try to help. Based on the understanding, we try to help. Using Dhamma, hopefully this will benefit the women's side particularly. And also for the men's side, we need to understand how psychology works, how the mind works. And then this also will be helpful for us as a reference, and also if anything we in future we may be able to help others. So when we are thinking these men and women's differences, actually every quality also is shared by both sexes. Only generally certain problems women have heavier and more. Today I want to highlight three, which is you can see the suffering among the women is more than men in three aspects. If you talk about birth, it's about the same. Old age, everyone get old, suffer same. Sickness, same. Death, same. But there are three things women suffer more, which are from my observation. So one is, these are all given in the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. One is the suffering of associating from what you dislike. Women is particularly emotionally very, very strong. If they really, what they don't like is they really hate and really reject. Then secondly is separation from what they love. Women, what you love, what you love, what you like, separation. And you see women cry when there's a separation, divorce or whatever. You find women cry even more than men. And they suffer more than men emotionally. Very heavy suffering. And then you also find the third type of suffering, not getting what they want. This is also third type of suffering. Also, more, you see more suffering in the woman in these three types of suffering. Of course, when we say like that, it's not only women. Men also. I know the, I don't know, but in I there's a one novel, very famous novel, 铜锣梦, The Dream of the what we call Red Castle or whatever lah, I don't know. I don't think that one can be translated into English. It's too difficult, too high level Chinese, with all the poems, whatever. But maybe someone can translate a little bit. So in that story, I just happened to queue out of curiosity because everyone mentioned so much about it. Just have a short look. I can't read, because the main male character, it's very strange. It's like woman, all the time. Because of living in surrounded those days when you're very rich, rich man of in the fa in the family, you're so pampered and so spoiled, and with all the women surrounding, plenty of women, so like that, so this man, supposed in the story, but supposed to reflect the writer, suppose the writer is writing himself, they say according to the research, so. When you're surrounded by all the women, you also end up behaving like women, all the mentality also. So crying for emotional needs and all these things. A lot of tears, a lot of crying, a lot of suffering, a lot of these things. Very strange. So whoever, whichever man who catch up these kind of traits and character, they also cannot avoid the suffering of women. So these three types of suffering also will end up very heavy in such a man. So now, please do not misunderstand me. I'm not highlighting women or women. I'm just saying that anyone, whoever have more such qualities, they are going to suffer. But generally, it seems women suffer more for these three types of suffering, from my observation. So this we have to understand, have to cure, have to ask question, why? If we can understand why, then you can solve it. Men also can solve their problem. Even though it is not so heavy as women generally, but you can solve. And women also, if they can see this problem very clearly, you can solve. Why we need to talk about this? Because many practitioners, monks and nuns, especially nuns, they suffer a lot, very heavily. Why? We need to investigate. And if we do not investigate, if we do not conquer this root of the problem, then very your monks and nuns' life, you're definitely going to suffer a long time, and then very likely you cannot stay in the robe for a long time. Definitely, you're going to disrobe, definitely, because spiritual life, even life is already big suffering. Then spiritual life will be even bigger, more suffering, because if you do not understand. The root of the problem. So we are talking about this three types of suffering, that women suffer even more. It is mentioned, when we really study, then we understand why women suffer these three types of suffering more than men. Rejecting what is unpleasant. They suffer for the rejection. They suffer when there's a separation from what is loved, then suffer. And they also suffer when not getting what one wants. Why? Because there's a stronger attachment. Men also have attachment. Without attachment, you cannot be reborn. So, but old age, sickness, and death is common to men and women because of the avijja tanha upadana, craving, attachment, and ignorance, you become reborn as a being. Then old age, sickness, death definitely follows. But women have stronger attachment in the sense that they attach to more things. When you attach to one thing, you suffer for that one thing. When there's a change in that one thing, you suffer. But we attach to two things, then the chances of a change in two things are more. So because of that, women suffer more. And it is given, not only now it is observed by me, actually it has been observed by the ancients, wise men of India. You see one of the Indian scripture, we call Panchatantra. I read it again and again. Very correct, very sharp. especially when you mention women. You see, women are like glue. Glue, you see, glue they attach to hold on to anything. More things they hold on to. Maybe there are something that glue cannot attach, but mostly, now there's a come up super glue, you see. It's even more. Now it's not only glue, it's super glue, you see. So, I don't know who is super glue here. But if you have a stronger glue effect, attaching effect, then you suffer more, you see. If you grew up to more things, then you suffer more, definitely. Men, you attach, men, maybe they attach to the beautiful woman that they, or certain woman that they particularly attach, okay, that's it. Or they attach to certain things. But I noticed from my experience, women attach to more things. Men attach to women, yes. But women attach to men and attach to women themselves. Why? You find very strange, you know. I don't see why I must attach to any of these men here, you know. Why? They are just like my brothers. No? Nothing, I don't need to attach to any of them. I don't see any reason I should attach to any of them. But I find women very strange. Women attach to men and they attach to women. Of course, in America, men attach to men also getting, they try to legalize it. This is also very strange. Maybe in the past also, they all are lovers. Then somehow, another one also born as men, the other one also born as men. Then the problem happened. But generally, we're talking about generally, but now the world is getting funny outside. But generally, traditionally, men, we don't behave like that. But any men who behave like that, they are also going to suffer like the woman more. These three problems. Actually, these three problems are common to men and women. Please, I'm not saying, I'm just saying why women suffer more. We want to understand. So if we understand the cause, then men also don't laugh. Say, oh, now, even though this problem is not so great in me, but it's still in me. If it is in me, then I have to do something. Small attachment, small suffering. Big attachment, big suffering. There's no excuse saying that, oh, my suffering is less compared to another. Okay, say, laugh away, no problem. That can be a problem also. So anyway, these things happen more in the woman. Because they hold on, they attach more to feelings, to anything. So because of that, it is necessary to investigate, to understand. Oh, because of this attachment is the cause of my suffering. This attachment is my cause. My craving is the cause of my suffering. We need to understand. So it is good to understand. So, one thing which I find, it happened more frequently in women, is the kind of attachment to things, many things which in the man's mind, which we understand from our understanding, is very strange and very rare or less, much less. What is this? Sometimes women, they attach to things that they cannot, which is far away. They don't cherish what is. I'm not saying, when I say like that, it's generally speaking. It's not in absolute term, please. There are always exceptions, and we hope you can be exception. All of you. If every one of us can be exception, that's good for our life. But anyway, we want to say, we may have noticed, they attach to certain things which is not there. They like to attach to things which is not there. What is past, you know? Ex-boyfriends, and people's husbands. Is that so? I don't know. this one, men also happen. Men also attach to people's wives. You see, people's wives are all better. Good. Your wife, but here we are, you know, wives. But this happened also. Things is just not there. And also, whereas things which is far away that they don't get. I just read a story today about a woman from Taiwan. She went to Korea. And she used this, some kind of local products where she heard about it. She was trying to get a kind of a bowl or something like that. Special kind of Porcelain, special type of porcelain, green porcelain or something, which people use to light the fire, a lamp, a kind of lamp. And then, famous in Korea. So she went there, the first shop she entered, she saw, oh, she liked it. Then she thought, well, these things supposed to be very common in Korea. If I go to a few more shops, I may get better things, you know. So they start to say, oh, never mind, never mind. I will look for that. Then, but for the rest of her journey, she couldn't find one which is equally good. The first one she saw was the best. But she missed it already. She couldn't come back to the same place, because when you travel, you don't go to the same shop, isn't it? And when you travel, the time is, you go to different shop, you go to different place already, you don't come back to the same place. So she thought of it, oh, when she came back to Taiwan, she thought she missed it very much. So she started writing two essays on it and published on internet or something. Then somebody saw and said, oh, don't worry lah, write the email to her. I saw your essays, you know, on the internet, so please, I next time when I go, I buy you one. But she also thought, she tried to invest, then she remember when she was in love. No, before she was in love, her potential husband, at that time was only a friend, told her, we always associate longest with things which we don't really love so much. Things that we don't love so much associate with us, stay with us longer for a longer period. So suddenly she realized, yes, you know, I want that one so much, but I cannot get. What I get is what I don't really want. But then later on, she was, this woman a little wise, she investigated her own psychology. Then she asked, what if I really get it? When I put in my house, if my visitors came and asked me, well, wow, this is wonderful, you bought this. Well, she thought, I may just answer, well, this is, well, I got this, you know, when I went to Korea, things like that. Just mention casually, she thought. She really investigated her own psychology. She realized, her own mind. She realized she would not really hold on to it so much. Well, it's only a common thing, something only, you know. Only a souvenir, something like a souvenir. But now, because she couldn't get it, you know, she craved it so much. Thinking of it again, I wrote two essays on it, about it. So she thought, because I chase for what I don't get. And what I get, I don't cherish so much. That's why I always associate with what I don't really love. Then she think further. Oh, this is a miserable. This is a misery in our life, if I have this attitude. I must learn to cherish what I have. From that. So this, I'm saying it, actually men also have this problem, not only women, same. Like fresh air and water, we always don't cherish until we miss it. So just now I was just telling, sometimes here, sitting here, I feel I need more fresh air outside. Especially when someone pass good, some strong gas around, then you really feel how nice the fresh air outside is so good. But when I was in the room, I didn't think of it so much. I didn't think of getting fresh air outside, I stayed in the room. But now I feel fresh air so good. So anyway, this is something, air and water, which is so important for us because it's so common. So easy to get, you think. So people pollute air, pollute water, until they lose it, they no longer get it back. Then they think this is important. So in life, it's also like that. Whoever have this attitude, they suffer this kind of fate, so-called fate. Some people, they always don't get what they want. What they want is always far away, because they don't cherish it. By the time they get what they get, then they think this is not so precious. Which is more precious, diamond or fresh air? Please, ladies and women, Cialis. But fresh air, if you don't get fresh air for maybe how long? One minute, 2 minutes, how long can you stand it? You'll die. But we may go for diamonds, isn't it? You don't go for fresh air, huh? This is a problem. This is a problem. You don't cherish fresh air. That's a problem. Because diamond, rare, the people think like that. So what they don't get. But once they miss it, then you think it's very precious. So because of this, attached to a lot of things which is not there, you suffer more. You're always never satisfied. Always missing something in life. Always. So everyone must, I think, this one is a training in life. Everyone must learn from life experience. That you learn, you must go through all types of tests. Getting what you don't like, you are okay. Separating from what you like, is okay. And not getting what you want, is okay. And cherish what you have now. This is precious. This is very important. And for our practice, really, many people, after they get meditate, they become a monk or nun for some time, they get bored. Again, this. What is this? This bored. You want something different. I read, there was one, suppose Ajahn Chah's disciple. Because in the West, people like creativity, isn't it? Clothing also creative, everything is creative. But then they have to wear the same clothes, the monks have to wear the same robe again. So one day when this monk got bored, he thought, why can't we wear green robes, or blue robes, or mixed color robes? Why all the time same color? He got bored, he got fed up with this robe, He fancies, Really, I don't know. I think Westerners are very creative, Those days, when my mother or father, we were tailors, you see. This Westerner, they came and saw my sister wearing the kind of patch-up kind of trousers. Which actually, we want to save money. We are poor people, no money. So take all the broken cloth and patch-up. Then he came and said, I want this, make this for me. Then my mother said, cannot, we have so much work, You better choose a proper cloth. So, no, I like this. They want something, want something different. So, very difficult. Because of creativity. In the West, people praise creativity. So, they want to be creative. They enjoy something different all the time, wanting something different. And this tendency already spread to the East. Now, the Eastern people also all the time look at the same thing, wanting something different. Those days, our earlier generation, our father, mother, and when we were young, every new year we listened to the same songs, And we never get tired of it. Every time Chinese New Year, everyone knows all types of Chinese New Year songs. But now people are trying to be creative. They say, this is old-fashioned. No. Same song by the same singer, we love it so much. But now people know they want to be creative and change. Same. Food also same, When we were young, very simple food, very simple. Now we are coming back to the younger days, I don't know. I don't know, maybe Taiwanese are more fortunate. Maybe you'll enjoy a good life from your... But for our time, we really learn to be tough, Take simple food, whatever. So, things like that. So people want to change, want something different. So what they have, they don't want, they don't cherish. They want something they don't have. All the time. And you chase after like that, you always suffer. It is important, now you cherish. Now you see, you are a monk and you are a nun. You have this opportunity to practice. When you lose this opportunity to practice, then you see what happened. Very simple. When I teach, many people, students complain, one day you are so fierce, you're so what, you don't understand me, you scold me, you're so direct, whatever. All sorts of complaints, So I give you a more compassionate and loving teacher, both here, who seldom scold people. Then some people can come around and tell me, oh, one day, you understand me better. I don't know whether I understand you. When I scold you, you say I don't understand you. When I don't scold you, then you get a teacher who smiles to you, more metta. They are more metta and more patient than myself. And then you say you want Bhante Mangala to teach you. I say, now you are so far from me, a student tell me today. Wrote a letter to me, one student. So you are getting further and further from me already. What's the problem, you know? You get a better, more loving teacher here, more patient, you know? You have better metta. Really, you know? So, very strange. So sometimes, every now and then, a teacher must not be teaching the same student again. You must get away for some time. Then they think of it, oh, how nice at that time. Then by the time I come back and resume teaching, suppose, but very unlikely. So if I resume teaching, suppose for 1 week, I get give you a little scold. They say, well, Bhante Mangala, not like Buddha Rakita and Unyaninda. Why? Why you cannot be? Yes, just like last year and this year, I heard, why you are not like Urewata? Siada Urewata so compassionate, never scold me, you know. Why Bhante Mangala scolders? Now I don't teach you all for some time, you miss my scolding. It's strange, you know? Very strange. So, if you always chase after what you don't have, then you suffer, isn't it? So, cherish what you have. One day you will miss Unyaninda, one day you will miss Buddha Rakita. I'm sure. I'm very, very sure. Please, don't do like that. Don't live in the life of forever, constantly missing something. Cherish what you have. You see, when I teach you all, I give my heart, I put my heart in and teach. When I don't want to teach, I don't think of you all so much, you know, until I say, now maybe come in, today I have something to share with you. Only, when I don't come down, I don't think about you all so much. When I say metta to everybody. When I concentrate on my work, forget it, I'm very happy now. Oh, after teaching now, nobody complain about me anymore, you know, right? Now I can concentrate on my work, study a bit, explore on different things and meditate, you know, free time. So much. I don't miss. Except when I get a letter that saying that, oh, you're getting further and further from me. So I think it's necessary for me to give a talk specially for my student. And I think not only one person need, other people also need that, this Dhamma talk. So things like that. So in our life, we must go through this experience of getting what we want and not getting what we want. And we are aloof. We don't suffer. I feel the reason I find myself I can be happier is because I cherish what I have now. I don't attach to. But when I cherish, I mean cherish, and it's not attachment. And what is gone is gone. Don't to chase after. I'm not saying that I have no attachment, but I have less. I'm more willing to let go. When I see it burns, immediately I think, oh, it's burning, better let go. So when you have less attachment, you have less suffering. In my life, even though when I became a monk, when I was practicing in the cave, sometimes it's a hard time, very lonely, very hard time. But I don't have to think of that. I don't think, oh, how nice, when I was in the agency, we have a lot of friends, you know, a lot of men, boys and girls, men and women together. I don't think like that. I was thinking, oh, if I go and work as a lawyer out there, you know, if I was, I have to, it's very difficult to be an honest lawyer, very, very difficult. I mean, someone, even if there's a murderer, but your job is to defend. If your job is to defend, you just have to find a way to help him to get free. So a lot of conflict of conscience. Of course, there are honest lawyers, like Abraham Lincoln and Mahatma Gandhi, but very rare, very difficult. So how? Then I thought, oh, now how nice, Even though now I'm staying in a cave, I have some unpleasant experience here and there. But, I don't need to suffer the conflict of conscience. So I find, when I thought like that, I really feel very grateful. And then I'm willing to endure. You see? But if you want to think of what you don't have, oh, well, now you see, I'm so alone, you know, I'm in a cave, you know, I'm eating simple food and poor food, I don't get what I want, you know. You thought of all the good food and fast food or whatever food you want, then you suffer. You see? So, now you learn to be simple, live a simple life. You know? And you cherish the opportunity of your practice. You know? You cherish the friends that we have. Now you get unhappy with your friends. Huh? This person snore a lot during sleeping, this person, this and this person. When you think like that, then you will be unhappy. Until one day you disrobe and you go out and you meet your friends who lie, everyone lie and not honest and unsincere, all hypocrisy, everything. Then suddenly you remember, no matter how imperfect my friends were, you know, in the Dharma circle, at least they don't lie. Isn't it so? You don't lie. Then you feel it's trustworthy, the words are trustworthy, relatively, more trustworthy. So how nice. See, at that time complain, my friends are imperfect, and this is imperfect, that's imperfect. Then after that, when you miss, you cherish, you chase after it. So it's not necessary to live such a miserable life. If we have this type of attitude, our life is always miserable. We always don't get what we want. We always chase after what we want. See or not? So cherish this moment. Cherish this very moment. So I find, because of this attitude, it helps me to be happy. When I teach, I'm very happy. I have a student, I teach, I have a chance to cultivate this memory. When I don't teach also, I don't have to think so much. Other than the time I radiate metta to all of you. Otherwise, I don't have to think about you. If I want to concentrate on my work, I want to study, now nice. For a long time, I don't have so much leisure to meditate and to study some books, to explore some new ideas, you know, to understand about different things. You know. And now I have this opportunity, I cherish it. So, you're happy. Otherwise, every time you're here, you crave after there. When you're there, you crave for this, you crave for that. Then how can your life be happy? You cannot be happy. So all of us must stand this test. Go through getting and not getting. I'm very happy for our students back in Kuching. Generally, they... From what I observed when I left, they have taken it well. For not even though all of them, they want to come here, they would like to come to India for the Vasa. But when they don't get the opportunity, never mind. They told me they will try their best to meditate and study or whatever. They even sent me very pleasant SMS. So because of their virtues, I started thinking, I hope in future, if there's an occasion, I want to give them one more chance to come to India or whatever, if I can. See? But now they take the test, they take the training. Everyone must go through the training of getting and not getting. When you get, don't feel proud. Don't become negligent, cherish, whatever. When you don't get, don't chase after. I think this is very important lessons. Everyone must go through, must prove that you can take these lessons in your life. Otherwise, you are not my student. This is very important. So for that reason, at the beginning, we try to do something. Help you when you suffer, you feel lonely, we accompany you, talk to you, encourage you, inspire you. But later and later, you need to learn to be independent. Otherwise, you are not learning actually. You are not practicing Dharma actually. Then what's the point? We are not here taking the food people give to us to hang on together and for nothing and just like the lay people. No, we are not doing that. We are here to learn, to grow. All of us have attachment, no doubt. But we try, bit by bit. So take this. Again, whenever you suffer, look into your heart, look into your mind, for the cause of suffering and uproot it and overcome it. This is a real way to practice. Don't go and ask your teacher, ask your people around, or ask the external conditions to satisfy you. If you constantly have this attitude, whenever you suffer, you want externalities to satisfy you, then you never learn. You can never find happiness, I can assure you. Everywhere you go in the world, whether you wear the robe or you disrobe, wherever you do, you can never find happiness. You may say this is a curse from Bande Mangala. No. This is a curse from natural law. You cannot find happiness. I can guarantee you. You cannot find happiness if you hold on to this attitude. You have to let go. This is the way you find happiness if you want to be happy. Because you can only be happy in the right way. If you insist on trying to chase after happiness in the wrong way, you can never find happiness. You always relate the wrong cause to the effect. You don't take the right cause to be the right effect. Wrong cause, you relate wrongly. Cause and effect relationship, you get it wrongly. Then you can never find happiness in your life. You must know the cause of suffering is within, mainly within. External thing is simply something that responds to your karma only. You have to be brave enough to see this. If you don't see this, you don't learn anything. You're wasting my time, you're wasting all our teachers' time, you're wasting our time, you're wasting the good food that you take. You're wasting life, your spiritual life. You must look into the real cause of suffering. It is within us. Again and again, whenever I see, again, even though we have been teaching this again and again, but I see students make this mistake again and again. Whenever suffer, fingers are pointed outside. Whenever suffer, someone is not doing what I want, is not giving what I want. Whenever suffer, instead of asking, why external things disturb me? You know, what, instead of asking why I suffer, it's because of my attachment, because of my craving. You are always chasing outside, this reason, that reason. Because of that only, we will continue to suffer. Because the seed of the suffering we cherish, we hold on to it so much within us. Because of that we suffer. So we must identify it correctly, please. If you do like that, this is very important. I tell it again and again. And you have to apply the same principle and observation again and again. But strange, huh? People want to hold on to suffering, they want to deceive themselves so much. How can you progress in the Dharma? How can you find happiness in the Dharma? You cannot find happiness. Impossible. So, what to do? We have to, whenever we have anything, any suffering, instead of looking outside, oh, I don't get what I want, you should look inside. Oh, it is my attachment, it is my ego that caused me suffering. This is the only way to grow. Whenever defilements arise, check our own defilements. This is the only way to grow. Not every time fingers pointing outside. Sometimes thinking, oh, if only you please me, if only you satisfy me, if only you allow me get what I want, I will be happy. So easy to be happy. No, you cannot. Remember, your teacher is not only leaders. Teachers is teacher. Now I'm studying a bit leadership. I'm studying a little bit about leadership, various types of leadership. But I notice the majority of the leadership books, what they teach? They teach you how to manipulate people's ego, people's eye. If this is what people are happy, they just please their ego. When they please their ego, they will listen to you and then you can use them. If I'm only your leaders, okay. If I don't care about your welfare, okay, I can do that. But we also care about your welfare. That as a teacher, we know The cease of the suffering is in you, is in your mind. Because of that, we cannot only give you what you like. We cannot only make you happy all the time. Certain happy is not allowable. Happiness is not allowable. Happiness which is built upon attachment, suffering, causes of suffering, this is not allowable happiness. And such happiness we cannot please you all the time. So for that reason, please understand. And because of that, take the training from your teacher. You see, the training we give to you, again and again, we repeat again and again, is accept whatever that happened to you, whatever that comes, with purity, without defilements. Try to do that. It is difficult. Even I'm not perfect in this, I'm trying. This is very powerful training. Don't take it as a light training. Whatever that comes, whatever that happens, moment to moment, don't complain, don't judge, just accept. Accept it with purity, with beautiful mental states, with strength of mind. If you can do like that, then very wonderful. Yeah. Very soon, you'll see your character change, your dharma change, you'll be a different person. So just take this and train yourself in this way. Hopefully, or whatever weakness in the mind can be done away with and can be conquered. You may think I'm repeating the same old things. In different ways, I repeat. Sometimes I talk about Yoni Somana Sekara, sometimes I talk about this and that. But it's all the same thing. It's still the cause of suffering. It's within us. It's our ego, our I, and our attachment. So, and whenever you suffer, look for this and try to overcome it and allow it to torture you a bit. If you don't allow it to torture you a bit, then how can you let go? You don't want to let go, you see. Of course, the wise one, they don't need to allow themselves to be tortured to suffer. They will just let go quickly. But the unwise people, they will hold on to the fire so much until they get burned enough. They get burned enough. So, please, try. So, this attitude of cherishing is very important. Only when you cherish each and every opportunity, you cherish each and every breath, you can progress in your concentration. You can get samadhi. If you don't cherish, then you are chasing after this and chasing after that. You don't develop this quality, then you are going to forever missing. Every breath you miss, how can you get samadhi? Every opportunity you miss, how can you get good things? Every teacher you miss, how can you have good teacher? Learn to cherish and deserve. This is the causes for happiness, for success, for getting what you rightly can ask for. Okay, try. I'm saying this, hopefully everyone progress in the Dhamma and everyone understand what happened to their life. If you cannot have the ability to understand why this thing happened to your life, then you don't know how to change your life. You need to understand why this suffering happened to you. Because of your I, your ego, and because of your attachment. These are the main thing, your craving, the main cause of suffering. So you see, the wise men, when they see a little suffering outside, very easy they see the cause of suffering. But people who are less wise, they need to suffer enough to see the cause of suffering. So don't reject suffering. We avoid suffering, yes, but if suffering really comes to you, let it teach you a lesson. Okay? So try. Of course, we are not asking you to cause suffering, to ask suffering to come to you, no. But if it really already comes to you, you have no way to avoid it, just take it as a teacher and learn from it, and grow from it. Okay. So, still the same old thing. Whether it's a man or woman, if you suffer because of your attachment, because of your ignorance and craving and holding on to the ego, I and your attachment and craving. So I wish every one of you progress in Sila Samadhi Panya and progress in Samatha and Vipassana. And all the noble wishes which is in accordance to Dhamma, may all such noble wishes be fulfilled. If it is not in accordance to Dhamma, please don't crave, don't have fancy that your wish can be fulfilled. Don't fancy. And only if wish which is rightful according to Dhamma can be fulfilled, which is supported by good karma, can be fulfilled. And even if it were to be fulfilled, it will be fulfilled at the right time only. So be patient. So and with that, I also hope all of you progress and eventually realize Maggapala and Nibbana. Idang me punya savakaya vahang hotu. Idang me punya nibbana sapacayo hotu. Mama punya bhagav sabbasatta nabhajema. Te sabbe me samam punya bhagalabandhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.